Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
One size fits all seems like a good idea for clothes until you try them on. Same goes for healthcare. That's why United Healthcare offers flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hey, if you want more from us, then please do consider checking out Red Men Plus as a club legend. That is the top tier that gets you extra perks and benefits, access to our exclusive club legend Discord chat. It will also give you free merchandise every year and a whole host of bonus features. Get involved on our club legends show. You can be on a show with the cast and crew of Red Men TV every week and a whole host of extra bonus perks, as well as all the usual brilliant videos and podcasts. Go to redmenplus.com and sign up as a club legend.
Right, then there we go. The final whistle goes at Anfield. Mo Salah, 85th minute goal, poking home at a saved header from Virgil van Dijk from close range. And then in the 98th minute, Darwin Nunes does the exact same. It was probably going in anyway off Van Dijk's save. Ted, it was trickling in, but Darwin Nunes initially flagged offside, but he gives the goal. He was onside after the VAR check. And yes, Liverpool end their Champions League group stage with yet another win. Of course, the 2-0 win wasn't enough to take them to the top of the group. They will finish in second place, but they get a very, very much needed win, Edel, and a very much needed clean sheet. And what I would say is that two excellent sides. I thought Napoli were brilliant there for the most part. They're a very good team. Liverpool matched them and get the job done. And like I say, confidence-wise, great. Salah will be made up for his goal. Nunes will be made up for his goal. And you can walk into Tottenham with a little bit more confidence, I suppose, because Liverpool have shown there. And this, again, this is the inconsistency of the Reds so far. They've just played very, very well against a very, very good team there.
Well, yeah, I mean, you'll take massive confidence. The formation seems to work a lot more in our favour today. I think that's one noteworthy in that respect. I also think the clean sheet, as you mentioned, is a massive boost for the lads' confidence. Another defining example of set pieces, I think, all season for us, really. One of the things that I've noticed is set pieces, we've become really effective at them.
Yes.
And we've managed to find different scorers at different times to be able to go on and score. Nunes almost comes up with an assist for the set piece, you know, getting on the end of a cross from Kostas. We already know Kostas' ability from a dead ball situation. Ultimately, this is probably, in terms of the performance, not necessarily just the result, because again, it didn't seem like it was high stakes, but in terms of knowing that you're going to be up against a really good team that are going to be up for it, I genuinely feel as though this was one of our better performances for us this season.
Yep.
It's been hard to really judge us against the likes of Bournemouth. It was hard to judge us against the Rangers. You know, City seemed like a bit of an anomaly for, you know, how well we performed and was able to keep them out. But I think in terms of knowing this Napoli side, knowing that they haven't been beaten all season across all competitions, knowing that they're flying high in the Serie A, it was a really, really important win for us today, and I think we should take a lot of confidence from that. But like anything with Liverpool at the moment, the only certainty is that we've been inconsistent. You know, we can go on and friggin' win today, but we might drop a stinker against Tottenham on the weekend. That's just how we've yep. been and we found ourselves. So, you know, in isolation, I've enjoyed the Champions League because we can have it as a welcome distraction, but the reality is the hard work's going to have to start again for these lads tomorrow, and they're going to have to kind of reprogram themselves to focus on the weekend's task ahead.
Absolutely. But what, like I say, with Liverpool, the aim is to get out the Champions League. Liverpool did that. You actually only lost one game. You know, it just so happened that Napoli did the same.
Yeah.
And it was because they whacked us in that very first game of the tournament. Liverpool got the job done. Yeah, in terms of like other results around the league, of course, we know Tottenham got a very, very late win at the top there. So, yeah, coming second place could be an issue. I mean, FC Porto were there for us, and if things go as they usually go.
Bruges are in there as well, aren't they?
No, they come second. So, yeah, so it's as it stands, I'll go through the table right now very, very quickly. Obviously, Porto won their group, so they're an option. Bayern are an option. We can't draw Tottenham, of course. Chelsea, Milan, we'll cross that bridge later, but it looks like it's going to be Chelsea, Tottenham. So we can't draw them, obviously. Real Madrid, we can't get Man City. PSG, so basically you're looking at one of PSG, Real Madrid, Bayern Munich, or Porto. So
we're up against it, it's not easy.
That's the difference between going top and second. Yes, again, things could change tomorrow and other results can happen, but as it stands, that looks like the most likely one of those four. But again, things change because other teams can't draw other teams. It'll all work itself out. But Liverpool, job done. But it looks like it's going to be a difficult last 16 game, whoever it is, really. Everyone will be desperate for it to be
But it's going to be... For me, it is what it is. But on top of that, I expect it to be a completely different Liverpool side, mentally, personnel potentially, and form-wise, I feel as though it will be a completely different Liverpool side by the time we come back to the Champions
League. The games are so far away, aren't they?
Yeah, do you know what I mean? It almost feels like, and correct me if I'm wrong in the chat or maybe yourself, but that difference in time feels like the Liverpool side that was chasing a quad to this point in time has been a team that could pretty much brush aside anyone, and all of a sudden we struggle for form 4 or 5 months later. Well, you're going to go all of November now. This is the first day of November, so we've practically all of November, all of December, all of January, and then the middle of February. So that's the better part of 3.5, nearly 4 months before you're going to come up against your opposition. That's almost the same space of time that our form has flipped on its head.
The first game, it could be as late, by the way, it depends on the games, but like the round of 16 games, because they split the round of 16 up, it's either the 14th or the 15th or the 25th. It could be near the end of February. It could be like the middle of March before you play the second leg of that.
There's a long time. Form completely should
there's,
be.
There's a transfer window for us and the whole of Europe, so it's a long, long way off. So who knows by now? We'll figure it all out later down the line. But yeah, going back to this game, we'll talk more about it later, by the way. We've got the fan reaction, so if you head over to the socials, Errol will have you covered there. Get your thoughts and comments in now, and I'll read the best of those out later on. I'll be at the board for the player ratings, and then later on, again, Redmen Plus, we'll have the full instant match reaction, and tomorrow morning the final word. There's also coverage from the ground right now, where Paul and Chloe and the guys are down there, so you have tons to get you covered, and we'll go into in-depth in loads of things later on. But I just want to talk about this formation change very, very quickly. Is it a one-off just because he wanted to give certain players a rest?
No.
Or do you think he's going back to 4-3-3?
I think he'll, from what he's seen today, I think 4-3-3. Again, now we've got the option of Konate back there defensively as well, kind of being able to come in.
We looked a lot more solid.
You'll be able to kind of rely on the high line again, or look to try and rest on the high line, I should say. And then on top of that, I think you've also got the likes of, as you mentioned before, the additions in midfield now that you can kind of call to keep that level there, to keep the engine, to keep the energy within midfield. There are options. I think Harvey Elliott, I gave him, I was a little bit hard on him the other day because I didn't think he had his best game, but I think he came on in replacing Milner pretty much from the start of the second half. I think he did really well. I think he was worked really hard and managed to do well on that right hand side. I think as the longer the game went on, I think the better we looked. We looked in more control of the game as well. The one thing that you could probably notice is there wasn't a whole host of chances created from open play, but I'll take that right now. If we go
ahead, we've always been dangerous of set pieces. The issue we've had, mate, for a while has been we've leaked so many goals. The Keelan sheet was massive. I'm with you, by the way, when you said Ibu's back, I like Joe Gomez, but he hasn't had a great couple of weeks.
He's been up and down.
And Konate was just way much, much better. We saw it with Matip. I thought Matip looked head and shoulders about him as well. So I'm with you. We did look more solid. And again, it's hard to say, is it because the formation change? Is it because Ibu's in? It's probably a combination of both.
Got a super chat
here from Ahmed who says, brilliant, that was a fight out there. Thiago's world class and Fab, I think, did well today. Still looks a little bit of a yard up, but I'm proud of the boys. Yeah, and I'm with you. Fabinho did look, but that's his formation. He either plays in that three, the base of a three, or as one as of a two. I don't think he can play that. At the moment, the diamond, Liverpool did look more solid down the middle.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states.
United Healthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about United Healthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Any chances Napoli got really?
Down the right
it was all down their left, yeah. Our right, and even then
he didn't create loads.
It wasn't no Alisson. Didn't have to make it. What you'd say it was a hard save. So I'm with you. It has been very, 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 very good night for Liverpool, albeit a very extended one because of amazing VAR checks. And like I say, we did win 2-0. It could have been, if not for the guy's shoulder being offside off a set piece, it could have been a different story. But offside. Liverpool's the defensive line did its job there. Nice that Salah on that, you know, on this hunt for the Champions League golden boot, he'll be made up. Darwin gets yet another goal, albeit one I could have scored. What the difference is, you know, when you're looking at your judging players, it's another one for the stats. He's always involved in stuff.
It's just
a nice feel good factor. Liverpool didn't win the game 4-0, didn't top the group. I understand that they're probably going to get a difficult game, but we'll cross that bridge when we get to it. But I suppose, like I say, for those two in particular, a nice little confidence boost.
Yeah, and it's one less thing that Klopp has to worry about now. You don't have to worry about the pressure of the Champions League. And again, like, if I'm sitting here trying to dissect Liverpool's season so far, there are so many things you can kind of pull apart, and there'll be a lot of people that will say, you know, it's been hard lines, you've been a little bit unlucky, you know, players have been injured, and there are extenuating circumstances which makes you think, do you know what, you don't want to be overly critical. And the last person that wants to be overly critical in any situation is probably Jurgen Klopp. He's probably a big believer, he's going to be a big believer and back his team and his players. So what is more, or what's the most, you know, useful thing for him to kind of keep season's hopes alive is our season at worst can now only be over in March. We've almost guaranteed ourselves that, yep, we will be fighting
for something
come March.
Yes.
So
yeah, it's a good point.
In terms of being able to keep people mentally at the level and keep people, yep, engaged and give people a reason to dig deep, we've got that now. So it's one less worry that he has to, you know, he's not having to worry about the added pressure of, oh, Liverpool have crashed out of the Champions League and all of the extra kind of scrutiny that comes with not qualifying. And
also, if they got beat tonight, because Napoli are a good team and they could have beat Liverpool at some point, like I say, it's just another one where, oh, Liverpool have lost again, but they haven't even won. You know what I mean? Yeah. There's no losing streak now. They've just lost one game and now they've won another one again. You know what I mean? Like, that's where we get from this. But yeah,
and look at what it means to them. You know, they look like they wanted to prove, do you know what I mean?
Well, shit. Yeah. Like, they embarrassed us in that first game. Me and Chris sat here, and it was embarrassing. The goals they scored
were too easy.
It was awful. So Liverpool got rid of it. What Liverpool needs to figure out now, mate, is that consistent level. Because City up here, down here for Forward, then you have up here for, well, relatively up there for Ajax, down there for Leeds, up here for Napoli. You've got to learn to stay up there because Tottenham away is not going to be an easy game. They're going to be buzzing because they've just, with a last minute win, they're away from home. They're going to be buzzing as well. Liverpool needs to figure out a way to take this form into the next couple of games because there's going to be there'll be changes. I would be shocked if Curtis Jones plays left wing against Tottenham, for example. So Liverpool just needs to figure out now how they can get on a bit of a roll. They haven't got long left. Like I said, they play Tottenham, then they play Derby, is that right? And then Southampton?
Yeah.
Three games left, and then they're off for a long old while. So when you're saying you need to search for consistency, you're looking really at, what, two games? Because the League Cup's going to be a massively changed side. You've got to find consistency in the Tottenham and Southampton game. Again, I can't sit here and say I am confident they're going to do that because we've crossed this bridge before. But if they play like they've just played there, they'll win 6 points, I think, if they play like they've just played there.
It's hard to bet against them if they go on and if they play like that. But yep. Then the other thing is, as you mentioned, it's hit and miss. You can't call it. It's Jekyll and Hyde right now. It's a flip of a coin, which Liverpool side's ultimately going to turn up. And as much as I'd love to just blindly back them, I can't right now have that level of faith to say, yeah, they're going to go out next game and do the business. I think one thing for sure is that formation helps give them the foundation to do the business.
Yeah, super. Because they're all used to it. Because there, because Scott Hawks has just said that with the super chat. Thanks very much, Scott. $25, you're a legend. Better formation of Fab. Looked like Fab. Both working because of the other. Come on, you Reds. And yeah, you're right. That you and Scott are agreeing there. That I wonder if he sticks with that now, because I think you're right. It looked a lot better there, didn't it? To round it up, what you just your last couple of thoughts on that one?
I was looking forward to tonight's game just because of the distraction. I love watching us play, but I love watching us play when there is the pressure, mate. But we've got to be good enough to, otherwise you'd embarrass yourselves. And there's been a few games where we've embarrassed ourselves and we've played underneath the level. And I don't think we've deserved to be able to sit there and enjoy it, but it happens. That's football. You've got to play yourself through bad patches of form. And I think the Champions League has been that distraction for us this season, where the lads have just went, you know what, shackles are off, let's just get out there and play our game. Yeah, we had a bit of a wobble in the first game, but every other game we've been able to do enough to get us over the line. And I think that is because teams naturally play into wanting to play us anyway, so it suits us. I think teams that want to play us, we always find a way to best, because we are a better all-round outfit than a lot of teams across Europe. I think it's when, as we've said in the past, teams in the Premier League that want to stick to what they do really well to try and maximise their opportunity of taking away points have punished us, and we've been on the receiving end of punishments rather than being the ones that have dished them out. But in terms of this game, mate, I enjoyed it. I felt like it was a lot more of a composed performance from us. I was never sat here feeling nervous, and maybe the nerves aren't there because there's not the stakes there. But at the same time, none of Napoli's play had me thinking, fucking hell, they've had us under the cosh for fucking 20 minutes. We need a breather and we need to just get the ball up the field and, like, you know, get the ball in their half or anything like that. I just felt like, yeah, we've played a lot better. And if I'm being honest, I expect that we probably go on to score at least one goal. And it came a little bit late, but we still got there in the end through a set piece.
Absolutely. Okay, Liverpool then round off their Champions League group stage with a 2-0 win over Napoli. Keep an eye out on the channel later on. Errol will be back very, very shortly with the fan reaction shows. I'll be over the ball for the player ratings. I see there's content coming from the ground as well with Paul's reaction. Chloe's down there with the guys outside as well, so she has found out who she can chat to. And like I say, later on, instant match reaction over on redmenplus.com. Come and join us if you haven't already. I know there's not many games left before the World Cup, but honestly, the content we've got planned for the World Cup break will have you entertained. My Liverpool debut will be out very, very shortly. The teasers and trailers have been seeping out ever so slightly. Dan's doing a good job with those. We have some amazing content. And like I say, get in the Discord chat. Come and get involved. Like I say, stick together. A nice big virtual hug. We'll get through this winter of World Cup and no Reds together. Fingers crossed we're going there with another 3 wins, because, yeah, hopefully Liverpool can build on this one. What was a very, very good performance against Napoli. I think just about deserved to win on the balance of play. Maybe it was tight, but just about edged it, did the Reds. Yeah, a couple of VAR checks went in their favour, all that kind of stuff, but in the end, the Reds win, and that's always a bonus. Thanks to Errol, thanks to you guys for watching and listening and joining us today for the watch along. We'll catch you next time. See you all soon. Take care.
Thanks for listening. If you want even more Bosch content and podcasts just like this, go over to redmenplus.com and sign up now.
Ever Googled your own name? Prepare for a shock, because your personal info, including addresses and phone numbers, is out there, especially with the recent hacks at some big phone and healthcare companies. But here's where Aura steps in. Aura scans the dark web for your sensitive information and sends real-time alerts. Aura also actively requests that your information be removed from data broker sites, putting you back in control. Aura provides you with a complete online safety toolkit, credit and transaction monitoring, a secure password manager, privacy-enhancing VPN, parental controls, and more. Try Aura risk-free with a 14-day trial at aura.com/safety. That's aura.com/safety. Rest easy with Aura. Visit aura.com/safety today.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
So, Robert, tell the people, what's a pretendian?
It's just what it sounds like, Angel, a pretend Indian.
Someone who fakes being one of us?
Someone who impersonates a native.
We're talking about real scammers and con artists.
There are pretendians teaching at universities, pretendians running governments, pretendians in Hollywood.
On our new podcast, Pretendians, we'll tell you the incredible story of these jaw-dropping frauds.
Who are they? Why do they do it? And how the heck do they keep getting away with it?
Listen to Pretendians on Spotify or wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.